North Carolina's population of veterans is steadily declining, but the number of female veterans is rising. Jay Price reports for WUNC's American Homefront Project.
Last year, the number of veterans in North Carolina dropped to about 656,000. That's down nearly 90,000 from a decade earlier, according to U.S. Census Bureau estimates. A new report from UNC found that veterans of the Vietnam War era now dominate the veteran population, and they're aging out.
Young veterans are not replacing old veterans at a fast enough rate and are very unlikely to do so.
Rebecca Tippett at the Carolina Population Center says the statewide and national decline is expected to continue for years, and it's changing things. It's a big cause of the shrinking membership, and some veterans fear a shrinking political clout, of groups like the American Legion and the VFW. Meanwhile, as the veteran population gets smaller, it's also shifting in another way.
We're seeing more female veterans, and that's largely because we're seeing higher participation rates of women in the military.
In North Carolina, nearly 11% of veterans are women, compared with less than 9% nationally. Tippett says that's probably at least in part because veterans often settle near bases where they served. Despite the downturn in the number of veterans, the VA here has been seeing its enrollment grow as higher percentages of veterans sign up for VA care. And the number of women enrolled has jumped more than 30% in the past 5 years.
Which puts us at the second highest growth of women in the country. And yes, it's a challenge.
Shanika Williams-Johnson is the Women's Program Manager for the VA healthcare region that includes North Carolina, most of Virginia, and part of West Virginia.
But it's exciting to see that the number of women who are actually choosing VA for their healthcare needs. And I think one issue is that we've had to make our environment more welcoming of women.
She says the VA has created women's health clinics inside medical centers, some with separate entrances. It also has at least one gynecologist at each center in the region and has added services like mammograms. The VA will need to keep adjusting. Nearly 63,000 women are enrolled in the region, and that number is expected to continue to climb by another 30% in the next 5 years. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.